Welcome back out to the Brew Kettle in Amherst for our high school coaches preview show here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Again, we'll be here until 9 o'clock tonight with 17 different coaches lined up and ready to talk about their teams. And well, we've got the guinea pig of the group, right? Somebody had to be first, and it might as well be Coach Luke Durbin with the North Ridgeville Rangers. Coach, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Doing well. Beautiful night. No problem going first. I know my time slot would be right on.
Well, a lot to talk about. I mean, there's just so much news today anyways, talking about what they may or may not be doing at the Division I level in college football. That's still kind of being sorted out right now. But at least as far as the high school way of thinking here in Lorain County, I know you spoke with Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram about a week and a half ago talking about how you guys have handled this whole thing so far. And you guys have actually split up your grade levels. So you have on one half of your field your juniors and seniors, and on the other half you've got your sophomores and freshmen.
Yeah, actually we've split them up since June and just continued it. You know, we've got two different weight rooms, one in the high school, one in the middle school, and the schools are close together. So I've got juniors and seniors. They report to the high school. They lift in the high school. When they come out to practice, all their stuff is on the high school sideline. The young guys, ninth and 10th graders, they report the middle school. They lift in the middle school. When they come out to practice, they put their stuff, all their water and everything, on the middle school sideline. Or not, yeah, the middle school sideline, and we don't let them cross at all. So while one group is, playing and practicing on, the north side of the field, the other group's on the south side, and we never go against each other. So our kids have had to adapt. One of the things that we had to do differently is all of our starters, when they come out, they go right in on scout team. With COVID-19, we're not sharing any equipment. So our kids bring out to practice every single day their blue and their white practice jerseys, and when it's time to rotate over on scout team, they have to, put the white jersey on and go give us a good look. It's been really good. The kids have really adapted to it, and, we get a good look because it's going against quality competition all the time.
Well, you've got 17 kids coming back from last year, 17 letter winners coming back on this year's team. Caden Masterson, certainly one of the guys that stood out for you guys, quarterback, linebacker, a true leader. Shane Adams, one of your playmakers. Tell me about some of these guys who you expect to make a big impact this season.
Well, we've gotten some good leadership out of Caden. Jacob Flesher is another one that, has really been a three-year starter at fullback. And, last year he started at fullback and linebacker. Just being able to roll with the punches and, anticipate that you got practice tomorrow and show up and do an excellent job. But Shane Adams has a chance to make a lot of plays for us this year, both at running back and kind of the slot receiver. Kid that's really talented, ran for probably about 800 yards last year as a sophomore, as Dom Ferrargo. And he's going to probably be the key guy carrying the ball with Shane Adams right behind him. Hopefully it'll be a little bit of a two-headed monster offensively.
It seems like you guys are pretty balanced because on the defensive side of the ball, Hunter Stefanchik's one of the guys that stands out, and it seems like you guys be pretty strong in the trenches there as well.
Yeah, hopefully. We've got our interior guys back from last year, Chris Douglas and Hunter Stefanchik, at nose and at defensive tackle. Got some experience back at end with Carter Groh. The linebacking core is really, especially the inside guys, Caden Masterson, Jacob Flesher, two guys I mentioned before, holding down the fort. And in the secondary, we're young, but we've got guys that played a lot of football. Dom Ferrargo's been starting football games since he was a freshman. He's now a junior. Evan Monter is only a sophomore, but he started probably seven games last year as a freshman. Shane Adams started all year. So really, the back four, we only are breaking in one new starter.
Well, you've got some newcomers that you mentioned to me a little bit earlier, Jacob Mattis, George Allen Jr., two guys that you expect to compete on both sides of the ball.
Yes, Jacob's still got a shot to play some quarterback in there with Caden Masterson. In fact, you may see both of them a little bit. But we moved him to defensive end, kind of a rush-in type deal, because he's just athletic and he flies around and he plays hard and he's well-coached. And then George Allen Jr. is somebody that I think probably took the biggest strides from last year as a junior to what we're seeing so far in camp, especially wide receiver, defensive back. I think he's got a chance to be a playmaker that we sorely need out there at wide receiver.
Three-win season a year ago, and you mentioned to me earlier you feel like there's some room for improvement. What would you say is your primary strength this season?
Right now it's probably the core group of seniors that have played a lot of football, and just them leading us in a different direction. One of the things, another junior that's pretty good up front is Dane Bartleball, offensive defensive line. And this was the first year that I've had kids, when we're done with conditioning, they ask for more. Coach, we need another one. Or, you know, they say, hey, back us up here. We're going to run 10 yards further these last two. And that's just a different attitude, and it's player-driven. You know, there's lots of times that as a coach, I've got to be the motivator, and I've got to be the ones that do that. And it's when you've got kids that step up and take charge and do that themselves, I think you got a much better chance to have a better football season.
Luke Durbin, North Ridgeville head football coach, joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for our high school football coaches preview show. And one last question, because the SWC kind of dominates the first half hour of today's show. Coach Kostelnik in line after you, Coach Passarello after him. Give me an idea as to what kind of a meat grinder it is playing in the SWC. You just can't take any weeks off.
No, well, you can. I mean, it's the best football and one of the best football conferences in the state of Ohio. I mean, if you look just our region, Division II, between Midview, Olmsted Falls, Avon Lake, Avon, every year in the playoffs, you know, making it to the Final Four, there's not better football around. And it's just one game after another. There's no cupcakes, and, you know, you got to be ready to play week in, week out.
Good stuff. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Somebody had to be first. Might as well have been you. We appreciate you stopping by here, and enjoy the festivities here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. This is always awesome.
Will do. Thanks for having me.